Way News, I'm Tommy McNeil. There's new leadership at Interpol after an impromptu vote by its governing body. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott has more.
It isn't the expected Russian candidate that was raising alarm in the West over Kremlin interference, but instead a South Korean one. The surprise move came at an annual meeting in Dubai on Wednesday. Interpol's 194 member states appointed Kim Yong-yang, rejecting Russia's frontrunner Alexander Prokopchuk, who'd been widely tipped to win. He's currently one of four vice presidents, but was facing strong opposition from lawmakers in Europe and the US. They accuse Russia of already abusing Interpol to settle scores and harass dissidents. Other Kremlin critics say Prokopchuk, a former major general in Russia's interior ministry, takes orders directly from Putin.
That's Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reporting. U.S. President Trump says turning back, or his back, on Saudi Arabia, despite its responsibility for killing a U.S.-based journalist, would be a terrible mistake. He said, "We're staying with Saudi Arabia." He noted the kingdom's opposition to Iran and its purchases of American military equipment that mean, according to the president, hundreds of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of investment. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says he believes Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman committed murder in directing the killing.
It is a delicate situation when we have a long-term ally that we've had for decades. But we have a crown prince that I believe directed the killing of a journalist.
The president denied his decision to avoid harshly punishing the Saudis for the October 2nd killing, and saying that it doesn't have anything to do with his personal business interest. A senior Trump administration official says tough U.S. sanctions reimposed on Iran earlier this month have been effective, with almost entire compliance from the international community. This is VOA News. As the Northern California campfire that has killed 81 winds down, officials and locals have been struggling to find their families, friends, and neighbors among the almost 900 people authorities say are still missing. The official list of missing persons has drawn incredulous reactions from observers having trouble to understand the size of the number or why it fluctuates by hundreds from day to day. Over the weekend, the number surpassed 1,200 before dropping right back down to its current count of 900. Part of the reason why the number of missing people has gone up and down so dramatically is that the list is more of a crude working estimate than an official head count. It was compiled by the local sheriff's office, who combed through every 911 call that they'd received since the beginning of the fire to find mentions of missing people. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Tuesday told South Korea it should keep the pace of its normalization of ties with North Korea to the steps Pyongyang takes to denuclearize.
"We have made clear to the Republic of Korea that we do want to make sure that peace on the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea aren't lagging behind the increase in the amount of interrelationship between the two Koreas. We view them as tandem, as moving forward together. We view them as important parallel processes, and that working group is designed to make sure they continue to remain that way."
And the South Korean news agency, quoting the foreign ministry, said Seoul and Washington will continue close coordination and cooperation. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to free about 100 Iraqi immigrants it has been holding for more than 6 months for deportation. Judge Mark Goldsmith chided the government for what he called its ignoble behavior and for making false statements in the case. Judge also said he would announce sanctions against the government in a separate ruling. There's been no comment yet from the Justice Department, but the American Civil Liberties Union, which has been representing the Iraqis, said the government must be held accountable. A new Quinnipiac University poll shows that most American voters approve of President Donald Trump's handling of the economy. 53% of the voters surveyed approved of the way he has overseen the economy, his most favorable rating ever on the issue. 42% said they did not approve of his economic policies. More than half of the voters disapprove of his overall job performance, compared to 41% who believe he's doing a good job. On foreign policy, about 42% of the voters give him high marks, while 53% disapprove of his handling of those issues. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.